said, have you ever heard of a company called Barrick Gold Mining? Because as a ranking member, as the most senior Democratic member of the House subcommittee, the House Foreign Relations Subcommittee on Human Rights, she was investigating this gold mining company because her information and evidence she was taking in congressional hearings were that this company was fomenting, was kind of effectively funding both sides of the civil war in the Congo, the worst conflict of our times, 3 million dead, that this company was funding both sides to make sure that they kept control of their gold mining concession no matter who wins. And I said, heard of them? Let me tell you, Congresswoman. I've been just looking into them myself because they'd been, their American subsidiary had been giving money to George W. Bush's campaigns, Republican campaigns. And I said, who are these guys, these Canadians that be giving money to our American elections process? And lo and behold, they're on the board of Barrick, actually the advisor to the international board, is George Herbert Walker Bush. Oh, okay, so that's interesting. Now, my first question was, they had hired him after he left the White House. Now, the first question is, why? What do you do with a used president, right? Especially, you know, two out of three people said, scram, Poppy. And the first question was, well, who is Barrick? You look in the Canadian phone book, there's no Joe Barrick. It was founded by that well-known Canadian, Adnan Khashoggi. Okay. Khashoggi leaves and Bush picks up the money that's left. Still doesn't know what, you know, how did Bush catch their eye? Lo and behold, I look, and just before the Bush administration is run out of office, they changed the rules for gold mining companies to lay claim to gold stakes. You know, the old prospector gold rush law was you could, you know, the guys with the whiskers and the mule, and they would say, you know, they'd have a panning for gold, and they'd find a nugget. They'd say, Eureka, I found it, and they'd run off to the claims office, plonk down $5, and they get an acre of land to mine. Well, under the new special rules, Barrick Gold Mining was able to, you know, pick up George Bush and say, Eureka, we found him, and take him to the claims office, put down $10,000, and lay claim to the largest gold mine in North America, $10 billion worth of gold ore. And then Poppy gets the job. Now, I reported that in the London Observer, George Orwell's old column. I thought he'd like this one. And Bush's Canadian gold fingers sued my paper. Now, this is serious stuff because there is no First Amendment in Britain. There's no right to a free press or a free speech. I have no right to print things. And they have these weird libel laws because of that where the truth is not a defense. It's dangerous stuff, which is why the Khashoggi Richard Pearl is suing Seymour Hersh, the investigative reporter in Britain, over his story of his connection to Adnan Khashoggi because he's not protected. Right, kind of nervous. So you'll see in the new book, I'm campaigning for First Amendment for Britain, and in fact, I suggest that they could borrow ours because we're not using it, right? But I'm kind of stuck because what they said was, what Barrick said was, and under British law, they had me completely because they said anyone. He said, we don't deny, you know, the $10,000 for the mine and $10 billion ore and the job for Daddy and Khashoggi and all that. They said, but any reasonable person reading this set of facts will conclude that they're connected. So I agreed to have my paper sign off a statement in court that they're not connected. So, you know, this, right? So W got the donations and Poppy got the job and Barrick got the gold mine. The public got the shaft and there's no connection. Just keep it that way. But that wasn't the end of that story by any means. I still didn't know what you do with a used president. And I look on the website, and well, there's a few things. He had a couple tasks. Poppy Bush wrote a letter to the dictator Suharto saying, please give my buddies a gold mining concession. And he went to play golf with Mobutu. I wouldn't want to be the caddy, right? You know, it's like, think about that. Don't hand them the wrong club, man. So he played golf with Mobutu. But it also said on the website that the International Advisory Board, of which Bush was the big advisor, used its political stature to help the company obtain a gold mining concession in Tanzania, in East Africa. I thought, well, why do they need politicos for this? And the answer was it wasn't as simple as bidding for the mine. It was Barrick was trying to buy a company that held control of a giant gold field, but it was worthless because Tanzanians, those little guys, with the mules and the whiskers and the little hats, were mining the gold there already with permits. So they couldn't get at this property because these guys had permits. So the company that they were negotiating with, since it was worthless to Barrick unless the land were cleared, the company they were negotiating with ran bulldozers across the property in August of 96 to chase away those miners. In case they didn't get the point, military police were firing weapons behind the bulldozers. They smashed down all their houses, destroyed all their tools, filled in all their little shallow mining pits, and chased away 30,000 workers, all but 50. Because 50 miners were still in their mine shafts when they were sealed up by the bulldozers. Now, I reported that, and the Goldfingers sued my paper. Okay? I said, all right, give me your side of the story. Whatever you want, I'll publish your side. They said, there is no side. We want you to sign a statement that you and your paper can, quote, happily confirm that no one died in the peaceful clearance of the mines. I said, hey, no one would be happier to confirm that. What's your evidence? The evidence is we're billionaires, you're not sign. I said, I need a little more than that. So my paper encouraged one of the top human rights environmental lawyers in the world, working out of the World Resources Center, a guy named Tundu Lissu, L-I-S-S-U. I want you to remember that name, L-I-S-S-U. Encouraged him to go to Tanzania to check it out. Now, Lissu is particularly qualified because not only does he have this major stature in his field, but he has a Tanzanian law degree and he speaks Swahili. So he could go to the minefields, get the info. He sent back pictures of crushed corpses. He sent back videotapes taken by Barrick and by the police of body parts being exhumed. Witness statements, including one of a guy who took 4 days to dig his way out of a sealed pit. And I took it to Barrick and said, what do you say? And they said, sign. You can happily confirm that no one died in the peaceful clearance of the mines. I said, I can't do that. And I'll tell you why. It's not that I'm a man for all seasons. This was pretty rough stuff, costing a complete fortune to me and my paper. But when Lissu was leaving Dar es Salaam, the capital of Tanzania, he held a press conference with his law partners and said, evidence now exists suggesting there ought to be an investigation of the clearance of the mines at Bulyanhulu. That's all he said. And for that, he was charged with sedition. Okay? Bush's company. Now, okay. So I said I couldn't sign because that would hang him literally. Now, as it turns out, what I didn't know right that moment is that Lissu had actually left Tanzania. He didn't know about the charge. They hadn't come down yet. He was safe in Europe. And he came back to the U.S. So I met up with him in October in Washington. And the Bush administration, I said, his wife's about to have twins. And so I said, what are you going to do after the twins are born, Tundu? And he said, I'm going back to Tanzania. I said, if you go back, they'll arrest you. And he said, if I'm lucky. He went back, and they did arrest him. Okay. By the way, he went back. He decided to go back, but the Bush administration didn't want to take any chances. So they took $3 million away from the World Resources Institute so that they could no longer do any African research and made it impossible for him to hold a visa. But he went back, and he was arrested, let out, arrested. The member of the parliamentary opposition who brought up the Barrick gold mine was beaten until he was hospitalized. And we also had let's see, so his Tundu's offices, homes were ransacked, the offices, law offices burnt down. So, and we are still fighting that battle.